Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's mighty. He's worthy. He's holy. He's righteous all the time. Hallelujah. This is another Wednesday night prayer. We thank God for all that he's done for us. If we have breath in our lungs tonight, it is because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for having the ability to be here tonight. We thank God for he has preserved us unto this day. And I don't say that lightly. This is something that we say often, but we don't say it in a way of being repetitive or religious. It's the truth. God has preserved us unto this day. There's lots of people that aren't here that were planning on it, definitely. So God has kept us for a purpose. We're here for a purpose, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight, by God's grace, and to pray, and to see what God would have us do with this life He's given us. He's given us this gift of life, and it's not for us. It's not for us. It's not for you, and it's not for me. This life was not given to you today for you to serve yourself. That's the truth. That is the truth that I want to say tonight, and I'm saying it to myself. This life was not given for you to serve yourself. It was not for me to serve myself or you to serve yourself. It was to serve God. That's the reason that you're on this earth, is to serve God. With every breath, with every thought, with everything that you have in your being, it's for God. It is not for you. It is for God. Your desires don't matter any longer. Your thoughts don't matter any longer. It's for God. That's what you're, if you are called into the body of Christ, your life is not your own. And that's the thing that you have to come to the determination of every day. That's why the Bible says if he takes up his cross daily, this is my disciple. Because you can always decide to throw it away again. You must take up the cross daily. Do you take up the cross today? Do you take up the cross tomorrow? You have to take up the cross daily. And you are not your own. You were bought with a price. So you are not your own. Your desires, your thoughts, your wishes, your hopes, your dreams, they're at the cross. And what I mean when I say that, because sometimes people don't understand how to use that saying, it means you've crucified your wants, your desires, your wishes, your dreams, and said, God, not my will, but yours. And that's what Jesus did. And that's what we do too. So whatever your desires are, they don't matter. I'm sorry. That's just what I have to say tonight. Your desires and your wishes, they just don't matter. And sometimes God's people are hard of hearing this message. They want to continue doing their dreams, their hopes, and whatever is your dream and not God's has to be put away. And that's true for me. That's true for you. It's, since I'm the one preaching, it's more for me than it is even for you. But that's the truth of God's word. And that is where Christians have the most trouble. And we've talked a lot about having power and walking in power and living a victorious life. And this is what's on my heart tonight, is that God wants him to be served, not your wishes, and pretend that they're God's. That's the truth. That's the truth for me. That's the truth for you tonight, is that your desires, your wishes, your hopes, your ambitions, your dreams, if they're not God's, then that's sin. That's the truth. If your desires are not in line with God's, then that is something that is not pleasing to him. And the Bible is full of people that continued to try and pursue their own way, their own desires, and it always ended up poorly. But submitting unto God's wishes, God's desires, which he makes known through his word and through communion with his spirit, brings joy, brings happiness, brings life, brings abundant life, even in the midst of darkness and turmoil. And that's also the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at some scriptures involving this and how to apply it specifically to our life. And then we're going to do some prayer that are in line with the 70 days fasting and prayer. So I want to talk just a bit about that. We kicked off this 70 days of fasting, prayer, and Bible reading, saying that this year is going to be different. And I can assure you that the devil is not liking what's going on as he continues to raise up and try and discourage. We will have victory in Jesus' name. only believe that's what the message, another message for today is only believe. Resist the devil and he will flee. Resist the devil and he will flee. I've seen it so many times and I'm seeing it even today in Jesus' name. Resist the devil. He will flee. He will flee from you. He will flee from your family. He will flee from your situation. Resist him though. Resist him in the Holy Ghost. Resist the devil and he will flee. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. So this 70 days fasting and prayer. We started 35 days ago. We are halfway through. We are halfway through. And for Bible reading, that means you should be halfway through the Word of God. And I'm thankful. This is a testimony that I have. I'm reading through this, it's like a 365 Bible, so it has each day lined out, and so you just do whatever is the day, and you're just supposed to read that day. Well, I hit July 1st this morning. That would be halfway, and so I'm on track, and so that's a good testimony, and we'll continue on in prayer and in fasting as we're led, as we're able, as God gives direction, and I've left that totally up to you, but I will add, again, from last week, at 8 o'clock on Friday night, so 8 o'clock Central Standard Time on Friday night, we're going to gather. This will not be something that is broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio. If you're interested in calling in, you're going to dial 805-399-1000, 805-399-1000, and you're going to put in, it's going to ask for a code. You put in 778-103, and we will have prayer. It is not something that I'm just going to be, it's only me going to be talking. It's going to be something that we're offering up prayers as God would lead to continue on in victory. And until this, as we'll continue doing this as schedules allow, and every Friday night, and until this fast is over, and there's even going to be something else we add as we get closer to the end, but that's not for now. Right now, it's just Friday night, 8 o'clock. Those that are led to join in, if it's just me, that's fine. 805-399-1000, code 778-103. This isn't something there's going to be other communications sent out on. This is just for those that are led to do it. And we're just going to continue on. We're going to be in prayer. That's Friday night, this coming Friday. We'll start, and we'll do that. We will be in prayer for these things to overcome whatever it is, and we're going to be more specific. Whatever it is, we're going to pray in faith against that thing. Whatever it is that is needed to happen, come prepared with that thing. If you're going to join in, come prepared for what it is that you need God to do, and we're going to come believing that God is able to do more than we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That's what we're going to come. If that's not the spirit you want to come in, then don't come. And I'm saying that for me too, because sometimes we get weak. I want us to be prepared to be praying in faith that whatever, even according to God's word, he says, if whatever you ask believing, it will be done. And that's the faith we need to have. And sometimes when we say that, we even shudder at that word. But that's what God has asked us to do, knowing that he is more than able even to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So I look forward to that. Again, there will be something else that we add on as we get closer. Last couple of weeks or so, we'll just see how that goes. But for right now, and as schedules allow, we'll do Friday nights, 8 p.m., and if there is a change to that because of something that comes up or whatever, then we'll change that and do it another night. But as far as at least this week, Friday night, we're going to continue on, again, continuing to turn up the heat, turn up the volume, and it's time to be serious. If there's things that you've let slip, if prayer isn't a priority, if reading isn't a priority, if fasting isn't a priority, it's time to re-up that and to say, okay, I'm going to finish strong. This beginning of this year, we have said, God, this year I want to be different than other years. I've had years in the past to where I've not sought you that much. I've had years in the past where I've said that I was going to do things and I didn't do them. This year is going to be different. If that is what your desire is, then I ask you, be on the call. Whether you know me or not, it doesn't matter. 805-399-1000 to 95. I'm sorry, 778-103. 778-103 is the code to put in. That will get you in the line, and we'll just pray, and it will be as we are led, and that's how we'll do it according to the leading of God's Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I wanted to just tell you on the lines of the prayer and the thing that we're adding, and there will be something else to add. So again, no other communication is going out on this. Just as you're listening to this program and you want something different and to pray with other like-minded believers to get victory, then join that in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to turn to 2 Chronicles and chapter 29, and we're going to set up this word of God. And I'm so thankful for the word of God. I'm thankful to be reading through it again. There's so many things that I've seen this time through, as it always is, that I've never seen before. And tonight is one of those things, but it's it's not in the entirety of what I was seeing, but there is one verse that caught my eye, and as I was meditating, turned into something much more. And that is what that's what reading the Word of God is. As we meditate on the Word of God, it starts to speak a message to us, and that's the message that I got through meditation as going through this passage is one of those things. And where we are in this book is 2 Chronicles in 29. And this is talking about King Hezekiah. And it's quite amazing to see how far Israel went away from God. And God still had mercy on them. So I'm thankful for that testimony, because that lets me know that he has the same mercy towards me. And because he's no respecter of persons. And lots of people disobeyed God. Lots of people, lots of kings, etc., as these are stories of kings, did despicable things, unbelievable things, that these are God's people and these are the things that they're doing. It's really amazing. I can't even put it into words how despicable the things that they do and allow and preach and teach it's just really unbelievable. But in this particular passage, King Hezekiah, who is doing right, he goes in and he cleans out the temple. He cleans it out and he's purifying it, and he's getting rid of altars and idols and all these kinds of things, and he's rededicating the temple. And at this point, even the priests, they don't know what to do. They don't know what they're supposed to say. At one point, as Hezekiah is making things that were wrong, he's making them right. It even says the priests were ashamed at what they were doing. And there's another amazing thing in there, in that as the people were not even ready to meet the Lord according to what the law had said. And they actually went into the sanctuary for the Passover, and they weren't clean. They weren't ready. And Hezekiah himself prayed to God, and he said, God, these people that are seeking you, please have mercy on them. Even though they're not ready, have mercy. And the Bible tells us that God heard that prayer and he had mercy on them. And there's so many times throughout the Bible that we see this. We see it with Abraham talking with God over Lot and saying, God, if there's this many righteous people, will you destroy it? And you see him not arguing, but really being an advocate for Lot in that situation. And we see it, I believe, in the book of Amos, where God has said, I'm going to destroy these people. And Amos says, oh God, don't do it. Will you do this? What about your word? What about your mercy? And we see Moses doing that for Israel. Where God says, I'm going to wipe these people out, and someone stands in the gap. We see that in the book of Ezekiel, standing in the gap for his people. And we see that in the New Testament as well. We see it with Job as he prays for his friends to be restored, and they are. And we see even in the New Testament, in the book of James and other places where the Bible says those to whom you forgive your sins, they're forgiven. To whom you forgive sins, they're forgiven. And there's also where it says if someone has done a fault, then confess it, and that will also bring healing. So, amen. I want, again, 2 Chronicles 29, but there's just something about that continues to stick with me, is the ministry that we have for one another, and that's what we're getting to in prayer. And then that's even if God said, you know, sometimes brothers or sisters will have dreams that are like bad. And I believe, you know, especially going through these, our place in the body, if we're one of those persons that have had that dream, is to go and ask for mercy and say, oh, God, will you destroy the righteous along with the wicked? You know, that's what the kind of words that are coming out of these saints of God say, God, have mercy on this person. I believe that's what our job is. That's what we're supposed to do at that time is to, I just don't think we quite know and understand the ministry that we're supposed to do to one another. I believe it's much, much higher than is occurring right now. That's just what's on my heart for tonight. I want us to go to 2 Chronicles again, 29, and I want us to start in verse 3. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and he repaired them. This is Hezekiah. And he brought in the priests and the Levites, and gathered them together into the east street. And he said unto them, hear me, ye Levites, sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. Amen. That's a message in itself. And that's a mess. It's not one I'm going to spend much time on, but that is what we are supposed to do every day. Carry out the filthiness out of the holy place. What is the holy place? Well, you are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And carry out the filthiness in Jesus' name. Amen. You know if it's filth or not. Carry it out in Jesus' name. No more filth in God's holy place. Amen. For our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord our God, and we have forsaken him. And if we turned away the faces from the habitation of the Lord, and they turned their backs. Also, they shut up the doors of the porch, put out the lamps. They've not burned the incense they were asked to do, nor offered burnt offerings, which they were asked to do in the holy place under the God of Israel. Wherefore, the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, to hissing, as you see with your eyes. Amen. For lo, our fathers have fallen by the sword, our sons and daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in mine heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away. My sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord hath chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, that you should minister unto him and burn incense. And that's where we're going to stop, but there's really, this whole passage is really amazing. There's not many times that people will say, well, let's turn to 2 Chronicles and find something that's really a blessing, but the Word of God, all parts are for us, and this particular passage is really speaking to me, saying the Levites, who were so special, they weren't given an inheritance, And they didn't have a land grant that they were given like the other tribes. They say your inheritance is to serve the Lord. Then they're not doing their job. And so Hezekiah is saying, let's make this right, sanctify yourselves, and get ready, because you are now going to minister unto him. Because that's what you're called to do, to minister unto him. And that passage right there is what's going to preach tonight, is that we are to minister unto him. We are kings, we are priests. That's what the New Testament dispensation tells us. We are kings and priests, and we are to minister unto him. That is our job. We don't burn incense like they did in the Old Testament, but we do offer prayer. And we don't put a table of showbread out, but we are the bread of life. That is our offering. And we don't put out a candlestick in the temple, but we are the light of the world. That's what Jesus Christ told us. And as I began, so I bring it in now, is that that is your sacrifice in your ministry unto God, is your living sacrifice. That is sacrifice for him. It's no sacrifice if you're doing your own thing and saying that's for God. That is like what they were doing before Hezekiah. But when you are saying, well, I could do these other things, but I choose not to because I'm going to serve you, God, that is a sacrifice that God says is worthwhile. That is a living sacrifice. That is taking up your cross daily and following him. That is the bread of life, and that is the showbread, and that is all those things that were happening in the Old Testament temple, which in the New Testament we're said you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now minister unto him, saints. So how do we minister? Well, I've told you one way, and there is a second. There is a second. So let's turn to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. In verse 31, Matthew 25 and verse 31, and it says a story that you're going to be familiar with, but this is the other thing. So remember, the first thing is that we're a living sacrifice. And so many times the Church of Christ is not interested in being a living sacrifice. They just want to give God the excess. Whatever I have over and above what I need, that's the part I'll give. And that's just not where God wants it to be. Amen. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And I pray this for all of us, that that's where we end up. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat, and I was thirsty, and you gave me drink, and I was a stranger, and you took me in, naked, and you clothed me, I was sick, and you visited me, I was in prison, and you came unto me. And the righteous shall answer, saying, Lord, when saw we hungry, and fed thee? Or thirsty and gave thee drink? When did we see you a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we you sick? When were you sick and in prison and came unto you? And the king answered and said, truly I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And we're not, the other one is the opposite. We're not going to read that. It's the people that don't make it in, and they say, inasmuch as you have not done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have not done it unto me. And that's the place we don't want to be. The first, again, remember the Levites sanctified themselves to minister unto God. That was their full-time job when they were on duty. They did cycles cycles of service, and when they were on, they would minister full-time unto God, and then they'd go back home and for a time, and then they would take care of their house and things. But when they were on, it was full-time service to God. Some would do sacrifice, some would do the table of incense, and some would that whatever that was that they did, that is what that their job was, full-time ministry unto the Lord. And that is a message, again, in itself. The ministry of the Levites in itself is a message that will preach, if you just, again, think about it. Well, we're wanting to be ministers unto God, so we have to be living sacrifices. Number two, we have to serve one another. We have to serve one another. Inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. So serving others in the body of Christ, serving Jesus Christ, is serving. When you serve God's people, you are serving Jesus Christ. And sometimes we forget that. But if you truly, it's in your heart to serve God, you're going to sanctify your life and you're going to serve brethren. That is what you're going to do. You're going to serve other people. And that's how you're going to serve God. You can do it by giving. You can do it by praying with them. You can do it by other forms of ministry. I mean, what I'm doing tonight is service to the brethren. You can minister, encourage by word. Here's a song for you. You can sing a song for them. You can clean their house. You can clean their car. I mean, and those, if they're sick, well, minister to them, for goodness sakes. I mean, that's what it needs to be done. Is someone sick? We'll minister to them. Call them up and pray for them. Pray with them. Do whatever. That's what we're called to do. We're supposed to serve one another. If Jesus Christ himself were suffering, what would you do for him? What would you say you would do for him? Whatever you're doing for the brethren, for the body of Christ right now, is what you do for him. That's the truth. Person is going through whatever thing. I want you to insert Jesus Christ in that person. And I want you to say, if that was Jesus going through that, that's what I'd do for them. And I want you to judge yourself and say, okay, yes, I've done what's right, or I've not done what's right. That's what is on my heart to preach tonight. If there's someone sends out a situation and says, I'm this, I'm that, and say, well, just say that on that message, on that voicemail, on that phone call, email, whatever the situation is, instead of it saying that person, it says Jesus Christ, what would you do something different? Would you act different if it said Jesus Christ is having trouble? If you would, there's partiality going on. And you're not seeing things clearly. The body of Christ is Jesus Christ. If there is a saint that is weary and you're taking care of them, you are taking care of Jesus Christ. If there is a saint that needs encouragement and you encourage them, you are encouraging Jesus Christ. Inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these my brethren, you've done it to me. If you give money unto brothers and sisters in other countries, you're lending money unto the Lord. That's what the Bible says. You are feeding Jesus Christ. Inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. If Jesus Christ were in need of money, would you send it to him? Or will you only send it to just a few people? Oh, saints, we need to judge ourselves on this and come out clean. We need to serve one another as we would serve Jesus Christ. It's so easy to sit there and say, "Oh, I love you, Lord," da 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 da, and then, you know, read what happens after what, and well, when were you in prison, Lord? I don't know. When were you hungry? When were you naked? In prison? When? Inasmuch as you have not done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've not done it unto me. And guess what? Go into everlasting damnation. For I was hungry. You didn't feed me. I was thirsty. You didn't give me drink. I was sick. You didn't come to me. Inasmuch as you've not done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've not done it unto me. This is the two things that I can find in all of Scripture of how you serve God. Die to yourself, sanctify your body, and serve the people that He's called to be His body here on earth. Amen. Galatians chapter 5 says, and this is verse 13, says, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." You were set free to serve other people, not yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. Amen. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to do some prayer. And as sometimes it goes, I have a message to say, and then we'll just pray along these lines. But everything that we've been through has been in progression. And we started off with thanks and giving God glory. Then we moved to God being a restorer, and now it's about time for giving service unto God, and that's what has been kind of the theme of this year, going back to the beginning of the year. And I want to make sure for myself and for you that it's not just talk. It can't just be talk about being service. What are we doing? We should be able to. There's some people. I'm just going to say this is religious, but there is a group of people that they have quotas of good things, good deeds they need to do every week. Well, that's religion, and that's not how God would have it be. But, I mean, that's the way it should be, though. It should be in our heart to serve one another, like on a weekly basis. That's what we should be doing, serving one another on a weekly basis. I mean, we shouldn't have to say, "Well, I've done my five," or whatever the number is. It should be, yeah, praise the Lord. That's what is in my heart to do. Isaiah 58 and verse 6. We're talking about fasting in prayer. And that's what we're doing. And so this is the fast that God has called us unto. "Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If you take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. If you draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light arise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they shall be of thee, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Amen. And this is where we did last week, if you will pay attention. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is what, this is the fast that God's chosen. To loose the bands of wickedness. And this is everything that we've just talked about. Loose the bands of wickedness and to serve God's people. Serve God's people. So our prayers tonight are quite simple. There's brethren that are in need. There's brethren that are oppressed. We're going to first ask God to forgive us for being negligent. That's our first prayer request, is ask God to forgive us for being negligent. The second is, there's three prayers tonight. The second is, God, let me sanctify myself unto you. That's going to be our second prayer. The third is, God, if there's anything that I have neglected in serving the body of Christ, then I make a new commitment to change that today. And don't just pick out one person, the people that you like, or whatever. I mean, obviously, you know what I'm saying. The people you're more comfortable around. Serve the body of Christ. Serve them. Serve the body of Christ. The body of Christ needs your service. They need you. This is like Uncle Sam. You picture God, on the poster. I need you. He's called you to do something. Absolutely. You have a part to play in this. As do I. Amen. So those are the three prayers. And let us be lifting those things up. And while we're doing that, if there's some particular thing that you feel like in service to another, we might add a fourth prayer that we're going to just lift up those that we know are in need of things and let God take care of it. So, amen. So our first prayer, God, forgive us. Let's go before God. Open up your mouth. You don't even need to listen to me. Say it to God with your lips, with your mind, with your heart. Go before God and ask Him for forgiveness. I don't care who you are, whether you're young or old. I don't want you to pray the things that I say. I want you to do your own prayer. I want you to pray your own prayer. If you're young, old, you cry out to God. Don't do it in your mind. Do it with your voice. Do it with your voice. Cry out unto God. Amen. Lift up your voice right now. Amen. O Lord God, forgive us. Forgive us, O Heavenly Father. Forgive us, Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord God. I pray, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would forgive us, O Lord God, being unrighteous, O Lord God, for being selfish, for being self-centered, for being absorbed with ourselves, O Lord God, for thinking only on our own things and not the things of others. O Lord God, forgive us for not being sanctified, fit for your use. Lord God, I ask that you would forgive us, O Heavenly Father. Forgive us, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver us, O Lord God, from unrighteousness, from wickedness, from selfishness, O Lord God. I pray that you would forgive us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver us, O Lord God. Deliver us, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver us from wickedness, selfishness, self-centeredness, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. O Lord God, forgive us for not doing what we should have done. Forgive me for not doing what I should do. Forgive me for not thinking on the things of others more than the things of my own. Lord God, forgive me. O Lord God, even when the enemy presses sore, that I don't think on the things of others, but I think on the things of my own. O Lord God, forgive me. Forgive me, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Forgive me, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon your body. Teach us, Lord God, to do what you would have us to do, that we would love the things that you love and do what you would do, O Lord God. I pray, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful God. Have mercy upon us, Lord God. We are your people, and we need your mercy right now, for we have fallen, and we have not done what you've asked us to do. We have not sanctified our hearts, and we have not served one another. We are not wanting to do what you've asked us to do, Lord God. Forgive us. Forgive your body. Forgive your people. For we have lacked charity towards you. We have said with our lips that we love and want to serve you. And with our actions, we have denied you. O Lord God, have mercy upon that wickedness. Have mercy upon that in Jesus' name. O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy. Lord God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's a good prayer. We need to remember that throughout the week. The next prayer is that we're going to offer ourselves anew to be sanctified, to be set apart, to be a servant to God by clearing out the filthiness, by being what God asked us to be. We're going to say, God, I want to be used by you. I want to be in your service. I'm going to give service to you by laying down my will, my desires. They're at your feet. I will not go after my own will. I will chase after your will. That is my will, to do your will. That is what we're going to pray, that we would be faithful to be a servant unto God, a minister unto God. A minister unto God by going away from wickedness and our own will and serving him. So let's in your own words, offer that up again. Lift up your voice, everyone, young, old, it doesn't matter. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and pray to God what is on your heart that you're going to dedicate your life unto him if that's what is in your heart to do. Don't just say vain words, but if it's in your heart to serve God, then I want you to say, oh, Lord God, I want to serve you. I want to serve you indeed. I want to serve you as, like in the New Testament form of what the Levites were doing, dedicated service unto you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, I want to be in your service. I want to do your service. I want, oh, Heavenly Father, to do service unto you, Lord God. I want to minister unto you. That's what the Word of God said. The Levites came to minister unto you. That's why you put us here, Lord God, to minister unto you. You called us to minister unto you, Lord God. I want to minister unto you with my life. Oh, Lord God, I want to minister unto you with my life. I want my life's mission to give ministry unto you, because you are my Savior. You are the one that kept me alive. You are the one that has given me drink when there was no drink. You've given me food when there was no food. You've given me life when there was no life. I want to minister unto you. Oh, Lord God, I want to minister unto you. Lord God, let it be my ministry, my life's mission to minister unto you. Just what you would have me do. Not my will, but your will, Lord God. Not my will, but yours. Oh, Lord God, let your will be done and not mine. This is a ministry unto you. This is a ministry unto you. Not my will, but yours be done. This is how I minister unto you, by doing your will day in and day out. Not my own, but yours, O Lord God. Let it be done in my life, even starting today, as I commit to you, O Lord God. And let me commit again tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after, to do your will. Not my will, but yours be done, O Lord God. In Jesus' name, this is our declaration unto you, Lord God. We want to minister unto you. Tonight, we want to minister unto you. Tomorrow, we want to minister unto you. We want to minister unto you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we're moving on to our next prayer, one of the ways that we're going to minister, by ministering unto the body of Christ. If we're focused on us, we can't minister to the body of Christ. We won't observe that someone is naked. We won't observe that someone is sick. We won't observe that someone needs prayer. We won't observe it. And sometimes, you know, people try and minister and people, others will not accept it. And that's also wrong. That's like saying, well, I'm not going to let you serve Christ. So that's also wrong. I'm going to just throw that out. That is also wrong. When someone is on their heart to serve you, not out of some scheme, I'm not talking that, I'm just out of purity of heart, that's something you need to receive. And you'll know it's a scheme if there's only one person they want to serve. If they just want to serve one person, then that's not right to serve God. We want to serve God by serving the body of Christ. So let's serve the body of Christ. Let this be our declaration in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's go before God and declare and pray this in Jesus' name. Lord God, I pray for your mercy and your grace that I would be a servant to your body. Whether they're known to me or unknown to me, let me be a servant to your body. More than I am today, at a higher level than I am today, a new level of service unto people that I don't know, and a new level of service to people that I know. Let me be at a new level of service to both. Especially, this is important, saints, especially to those of my own household. Let me be at a new level of service to all those that I know, especially those of my own house. But those that I know, and those that I don't know, the people that God has put closest around you, that's who you need to be most attentive to, because that's who you're mostly there for. But it doesn't just stop there. All the people in your local fellowship, you need to serve them. All the people that you know, you need to serve them. And those that you don't know, you need to serve them as God leads. Oh Lord God, let us serve. Let us serve at a new level to those that we know and those that we don't. In Jesus' name, oh Lord God, let this be, in Jesus' name, let others see service and love and charity for one another right here in this house, in this fellowship, in this body of Christ, in Jesus' name, all the world over. Oh, Lord God, break through the coldness, the hardness, the selfishness, oh, Lord God, and let your light shine through in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, even as this passage goes, it says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Health shall spring forth speedily. Righteousness shall be before thee. And it goes on. We're going to pray for all those that you know that are being oppressed of the devil. Their families are under pressure. Their situations, maybe their health is not good. Maybe their family is being attacked. We've had saints declare that. Maybe just they themselves just not doing normal, being depressed. Or we're going to lift up and say, God, let your light shine forth through the darkness. Let your light shine forth out of the darkness. Let your light shine forth out of this darkness in this saint's life. Let your light shine forth out of the darkness in this saint's life, in this situation. Let your light shine forth out of the darkness. That's what we want. There's saints we prayed for last week that are in dire situations in health. Let your light shine forth out of this darkness in Jesus' name. Testimony or prayer request came through this morning for a boy that perhaps has leukemia. Lord, let your light shine forth out of this darkness in Jesus' name. There's been reports of mysterious deaths in some households across the world. Lord, let your light shine forth out of darkness for every sickness, whether it's been one day or 3 years. Lord, let your light shine forth out of this darkness in Jesus' name. Swallow up all of these darknesses in Jesus' name. Swallow up every darkness in Jesus' name. or not, every depression I swallow up in Jesus' name. With the light of God, let that darkness be swallowed. Every selfishness, with the light of God, we swallow it up in Jesus' name. Let every darkness be swallowed up in Jesus' name. By the light of God, let light overcome that darkness in Jesus' name. Depression and hatred, rebellion, we swallow up in Jesus' name with the light of God. Let the light swallow up the darkness in Jesus' name. Every demonic visitor, we swallow up with the light of God in Jesus' name. Every demonic visitor, we swallow up in Jesus' name with the light of God. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We break and loose the bands of wickedness. We undo the heavy burden. We let the oppressed go free. And we break every yoke. We break and sever and undo every yoke. In Jesus' name, we let the lightness break forth. And our light shall rise in obscurity. And our darkness shall be as the noonday. Thus saith the Lord in his word. This is what I declare unto you, that your light shall rise in obscurity, and your darkness shall be as the noonday, in Jesus' name. That's what the word of the Lord says. I declare it for me. I declare it for you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we will not be put down. In Jesus' name, we will not be shut up. In Jesus' name, though the gates of hell will come against us, they shall not prevail. In Jesus' name, our light shall shine forth in our obscurity. In Jesus' name, the Lord shall satisfy our soul in drought. He will make our bones fat, and we shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And we shall build the old waste places, even as Hezekiah rebuilt the temple. After years of neglect, he rebuilt the temple. He put the Levites who were not in service back in service. He went throughout all the coasts, not just of Judah, but out of Israel, and he called all those back who would serve the Lord. And those of Ephraim and Manasseh came back. Hallelujah. That's the mercy of God. If you find waste places in your heart tonight, now is the day of salvation. Now is the day to repent. Now is the day to make things right. And in Jesus' name, it shall be done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May you all be blessed of God, and may all these things come forth in your own life, even speedily, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. May you think of the things of others more than you think of the things of yourself, in Jesus' name. And may you overcome every darkness the enemy has tried to throw upon you. May you overcome it even speedily, and by the power of God, in Jesus' name. May your testimony be at the end of this 70 days that my heart has changed and I'm serving the body of Christ. I am serving my Lord and Savior. I am serving my King. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My love to you all. As always, you can reach us on by going to our website, www.gatheringthesaints.com. And you can listen to any other message. Wednesday nights are prayer. Thursday nights are, in general, Bible study, as God will allow. And you can find any of those on our website. You can also find them on blogradio.com by searching for Gathering of the Saints Radio. And you can also, by going to our website, you can send us a message if you have a prayer request or whatever. Again, remember this Friday night, if God would lead you and you want to join in, bring something that you say, I need victory, because we're going to serve one another in prayer Friday night, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Remember, someone is coming. They'll have a prayer request. We're going to pray for that person as if they were Jesus Christ, because that's what he said. And as much as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. It's not a burden. It's something that we say, well, I want to serve Jesus. Well, here's your chance. Pray for the saints in faith. Pray for the saints in belief. And these things will be done, and we will rejoice with them as we see them come to pass in Jesus' name. 805-399-1000, code 778-103. That's again 805-399-1000, 778-103. We'll see you all that are led and able Friday night, 8 o'clock Central Time. And until then, God bless you. Amen.
Though I have wandered so